Praise be Jesus and Mary. I am the light of the world, says the Lord. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. John 8, verse 12. St. John, at the beginning also of his gospel, calls Jesus the light, and he calls him the true light as well. For those of us who attended the Easter Vigil last night, we know that once we stepped foot outside of the church after Mass, you know, without the electric lights on the streets and without the lights on our cars that help us to see what's in front of us when we drive, there would have been no way for us to make our way back home. You know, perhaps if we had no electric lights, we could have relied on the light of the moon, and appropriately enough, there was almost a full moon last night. But without the light of the moon, we would have been stuck in the church all night until daybreak. You know, unless, of course, at daybreak, let's imagine there was no light from the sun itself, which in case would not only have been no light in the world, but also the life on the earth itself would have been ended as well if the sun did not shine. As we heard in the first reading last night, it was God himself who created the light. He said that it was good, and he separated the light from the darkness, calling the light day and calling the darkness night. The Torah, which is the first five books of the Old Testament, that was actually considered by the Hebrews as the light coming from God for the world and for humanity, the Torah itself. We know the psalmist says, "Your word, O Lord, is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path," Psalm 119, verse 105. And the Torah, also known as the Law of Moses, distinguished good from evil. It pointed out the path that leads to life, which is the Ten Commandments, and it also pointed out the path that leads to destruction, which is disobedience. Psalm 19 compares the Torah to the sun, which manifests God's glory as it rises for all the world to see. Jesus himself, who came to bring the law to its completeness, as God, not only created the light, but he also told us that he is the light of the world. The Greek word for world in John's gospel is actually cosmo or cosmos. So Jesus is the light of the cosmos, not just of the world itself. Scripture tells us that he is the light of the world in a number of different ways. Jesus is the light of the world because, as Scripture says, all things were created by him, through him, and for him, Colossians 1:16. Jesus is the light of the world because he is the radiance of the glory of God the Father, Hebrews 1, verse 3. Jesus is the light of the world because he is the source of all truth which enlightens our minds, John 1, verse 9. Jesus is the light of the world because by his incarnation, he elevates the dignity of man to a height which is unimaginable and incomparable, even to us who are his followers. We can't even understand the great dignity he has given us. Jesus is the light of the world because his teachings are the path that leads to eternal life, as he himself says in John 6, verse 68. Jesus is the light of the world because he has freed us from the power of sin and of Satan, as the letter to the Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15 tell us. And Jesus is the light of the world because by dying he destroyed death, and by rising again on the third day he restored our life, as 2 Timothy 1, verse 10 tells us, as St. Paul tells us in his letters. But perhaps more importantly, we know Jesus is the light of the world. He is the light of the cosmos because he is the true love of the world. And in our fallen world, we know that love means sacrifice. No greater love is there than this, says the Lord, than to lay down one's life for one's friends, John 15, verse 13. Jesus, the true light, in sacrificing his life for us on Calvary, showed us the tremendous love that God himself has for us. However, we know the story didn't end there. I lay down my life for the sheep, said Jesus in John 10, verse 15, but Then he added what no one else could have possibly added. Then he added this: "For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again." John 10, verses 17 through 18. Just as light triumphs over darkness, so too love triumphs over hatred and over death. It was love that created the world, because we know that the creation itself was a free act of God, was not necessary, it was free. And in the resurrection, it is love again that recreates the world, that makes all of existence new again. Love made Christ descend from heaven to earth. Love made him remain on the cross until death. Love raised him from the dead, and love is the power by which he brings us to himself when this earthly life is finished. The death and resurrection of Christ holds all the answers to the deepest questions of human existence. In truth, you know, from his death on the cross on Good Friday to his resurrection this morning on Easter Sunday, Jesus addressed, he embraced, and he resolved really all of life's difficulties. And he did so in less than 48 hours' time, if you think about it. Every single pain, every disappointment and heartache that this life presents to us was presented by the true light to his heavenly Father on Calvary and was answered in the crucified and then risen flesh of the Son of God, and we may add also in the tears and the compassion of the Mother of God. "I am the resurrection and the life," says the Lord. "He who believes in me will live even if he dies, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." John 11, verses 25 through 26. The resurrection of Christ becomes for us the guarantee of eternal life, of life after death. Eternal life in Christ is not just an existence, whatever type of existence. It's not just a reality similar to what we experience here and now on this earth, but rather it is an existence bathed in the warmth and the glory of the eternal light of God and clothed in the eternal love of the Blessed Trinity and in the communion of all the saints and angels in paradise. And remember that we're not just simply talking about a spiritual existence after death. No, at the end of time, there will also be a bodily resurrection of all who have ever lived. Just as the second person of the Blessed Trinity will forever retain his glorified and pierced flesh, so too the just who are raised with Christ will live, body and soul, forever in the joy of paradise, while the wicked who are condemned to hell will live, body and soul, in eternal pain and in eternal darkness. St. Paul, who by God's grace, we can say he was never politically correct when he had addressed thorny issues in his writings, St. Paul told the people of Corinth this. He says, "If Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith also is in vain. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is worthless," says the apostle, "and you are still in your sins. For if we have hoped in Christ in this life only, we are of all men the most to be pitied." 1 Corinthians 15, verses 14, 17, and 19. The resurrection of Christ from the dead is at the center, it is at the heart of the message of the gospel. Christ's resurrection is the proof of God's faithfulness, the proof of God's trustworthiness. It is the promise that we are precious to God and that we are of great value to him as well. And it's the assurance, as we mentioned before, that love triumphs over death. The psalmist tells us, "If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me and the light around me become night, even the darkness is not dark to you, O Lord. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light to you." Psalm 139, verses 11 and 12. The darkness of the night and the darkness of our brief earthly existence has been conquered this morning. That darkness has been conquered by the true light who has risen from the dead and when still to this day, as we said, bears in his glorious body the holes in his hands and in his feet and the wound in his side. He still bears the signs of his love for us, the everlasting proof that love, that the love of God has conquered death and darkness forever. So while we still have time, let us embrace the light and the love of Jesus Christ. We know that only God can bring light out of darkness. Only God can bring good out of evil. And only God could have died and risen from the dead as he did for us on this glorious Easter morning. Praise be Jesus and Mary.